From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch, calling it a grave violation of previous resolutions and threatening further significant measures. Ukraine's Ambassador Volodymyr Yelchenko is this month's council president.
As you know, Security Council approved the press statement on ballistic missile launch by DPRK on 11 February 2017, which inter alia emphasizes the importance of full compliance with the relevant Security Council resolutions, as well as working to reduce the tensions in Korean Peninsula and beyond. During the consultations, members of Security Council were unanimous in condemning the recent ballistic missile launch conducted by Pyongyang.
At a White House news conference, President Donald Trump called North Korea and its nuclear missile programs a big problem, vowing to deal with the matter strongly. The North described the latest missile as a surface-to-surface medium-to-long-range rocket, a new type of strategic weapon system using a mobile launcher. RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Blennett said it appeared to be powered by a solid fuel engine.
That's quite a development. That's important because that makes a missile much easier to launch quickly.
The North has boasted it's in the final stage, preparing to test an intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, but has yet to test one. A Kenyan judge Monday ordered several officials of the National Doctors Union jailed for failing to end what the court called an illegal strike, now more than 2 months old, over pay and working conditions at public hospitals. The union has demanded a pay raise of up to 180%, a review of working conditions, job structures, promotions, and understaffing. The government says it can only afford a 40% salary hike. This is VOA News. President Trump said the U.S. will likely only make minor changes to the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, in negotiations with Canada.
We'll be tweaking it. We'll be doing certain things that are going to benefit both of our countries. It's a much less severe situation than what's taken place on the southern border. On the southern border, for many, many years, the transaction was not fair to the United States.
Mr. Trump, who said the U.S. has an outstanding trade relationship with Ottawa, spoke alongside Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who visited the White House Monday for the first time since Mr. Trump's inauguration. Three-quarters of Canadian exports go to its southern neighbor. Mr. Trudeau said they discussed security and immigration concerns and insisted Canada will remain open.
Keeping Canadians safe is one of the fundamental responsibilities of any government, and that's certainly something that we're very much focused on. At the same time, we continue to pursue our policies of openness.
He said while the two countries at times differ, they have always done so firmly and respectfully. The U.S. Senate has confirmed President Trump's nominee to be Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. The vote 53-47. The former Goldman Sachs executive faces a host of challenges, including tax reform, economic ties with China, renegotiating trade deals, and the looming March 15 federal debt ceiling. Human Rights Watch has accused Syria of using banned chlorine bombs on Aleppo at least 8 times late last year. Akshaya Kumar is the group's deputy UN director.
This is a large number of attacks in a relatively short period of time. The research period that we're looking at is actually less than 1 month, and yet we were able to confirm 8 attacks. And as Joe mentioned, there were at least 4 other reported use of chlorine during that period.
The government has repeatedly denied ever using chemical weapons in its nearly 6-year conflict with rebels. Authorities in Northern California are racing to make repairs to a crumbling overflow channel ahead of new storms after tens of thousands of local residents were evacuated near Lake Oroville Dam, the nation's largest. Corey Honea is sheriff of Butte County.
The fact that we were monitoring it closely allowed us to respond very quickly when that was the appropriate thing to do.
The evacuations came after authorities saw that an overflow channel appeared to be in danger of collapse that would send a wall of water into the Feather River Valley. Engineers are trying to drain about 15 meters of water from the reservoir. A bus carrying Taiwanese tourists overturned Monday, killing 32. Police say the bus was carrying 44 when it crashed on an expressway in the capital, Taipei. 12 people are being treated in the hospital, many with serious injuries. Speed has not been ruled out. The chairman of Japan's electronics and energy giant, Toshiba, resigns after the company reported a multi-billion dollar loss. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.